Hey, it's Kelly here. Thanks for joining us. Once you're finished listening, I'd like to invite you to join our free private practice community, where you can connect with over 10,000 therapists just like you and get access to over 15 hours of free trainings, including some that qualify for CEs. Visit our website at zinnyme.com and click community at the top of the page. We'll see you there.
All right. We're so excited that you're joining us for the 90-minute finale of the masterclass leading up to the launch of Business School Bootcamp for Therapists for 2021. Can you imagine by the end of today, you could feel confident, clear, and know the next step that's right for you? You deserve to feel calm and at ease and have time for joy, relationships, and to be financially healthy. Right? Can I get a me? If you're here to find the place of ease in your personal and professional life so you can sustain towards your big dream of changing the world, you're here to create your sustainable dream practice that allows you to change the world without burnout, without overworking, without living in poverty, not saddled with debt, or hiding your brilliance. We will teach you what you need to succeed today, tomorrow, this year, next year, and beyond. The world needs each of you. We can't think of any greater message than that we have learned in these last few years. People who haven't even heard of you are going to have their lives changed by you. Mm. Sit with that for a moment. Imagine someone right now, they're just struggling. Maybe they're parenting their kid. Maybe they're in bed crying after a breakup. Maybe they are in the throes of just depression or anxiety, and they are hurting and feeling alone and maybe a little hopeless in the world. And one day they're going to experience a deep, lasting change and transformation because they met you. Mm. You'll be part of the reason that someone's relationship with their child, parent, sibling, the relationship with their self or their lover changes completely. You'll be part of the reason that someone chooses to heal addictions, harmful relationship patterns, transgenerational trauma patterns passed down from family to family member can stop because of you. So today we're coming together to celebrate that transformation, to talk about next steps and taking all that you've learned with us during the masterclass and putting it into action in your business. And guess what? It's going to be fun too. At the end of this final training, we'll be giving away another $50 Amazon gift card for homework submissions. Be sure your name is updated to match that Mighty Networks. $1,000 cash, right? So we can do that and gift card for anybody you want, if it's Amazon or Whole Foods or Safeway or whatever you need. And one of you is going to get our grand prize lifetime entry to our Business School Bootcamp for Therapists with coaching from me and Kelly to grow, create, or up-level your dream practice. Let's do a quick poll to see what people want to win today. Are you team cash or team bootcamp? We'll also be announcing the Business School Bootcamp spokesperson of 2021, which is going to be awesome. Can I see our spokesperson people here? Say hello. Look at these beautiful faces. Some of their stories today are going to inspire you. So let's get started. This is Miranda.
And I'm Kelly. Hello. We're two therapists, both who built successful cash pay practices during the last great recession. And both of us have done it our own way with our own set of circumstances. So we're going to turn off our cameras to retain bandwidth and to make sure you can't see Miranda being all squinty when she runs tech. And then we will turn them back on at the Q&A and giveaway part. Okay. So let me go for that. All right. I remember when I was in private practice, I was straddling work full time and getting my business off the ground. I was that type A person who had no room for mistakes. I only wanted to do things the right way. Plus, actually, I had a lot at stake. It had to work for me or else I was going to walk away from it all. I had so much mounting pressure that I put on myself when I started my practice. I find my drive in anxiety, or at least I used to. And this private practice then became the hero in my journey. The only thing that could fix everything wrong. That's a lot of pressure. But building a practice that takes your attention from the rest of your life, doing it in a way that isn't scalable or sustainable, it left me in the ER, partially paralyzed, in the middle of a session, actually, from a migraine, because I wasn't doing things in a way that respected the whole picture. For me, I was generally getting great outcomes in therapy, but gosh, I wonder to this day how much better they could have been had I not been the person who had nothing left to give at the end of the day. But then something happened and everything changed, and I discovered really the importance of how to create a business that was unique to me that fit my needs. And I stopped comparing what I was doing with everyone else. I stopped recreating a agency government mindset in my work, capitalistic mindset as well. And I was happier and my income was great. And I was able to leave my full-time job and still pay the mortgage and do more of what I truly love without feeling burnt out or stretched thin. We've paid off our school loans. We've made it through my husband's layoff, and I've been the primary income earner, and my daughter gets picked up from school every day.
I started grad school excited with the vision that I'd eventually be in private practice, able to pick up my kid from school every day too. And then I got into grad school where they taught me nothing about private practice and actively talked it down. When I got licensed, I was so indoctrinated. I was at a party and someone was like, "You're going to open a practice?" And I was like, "Oh no, that would just be too isolating." And then I had my son. I had every intention to go back to my great county job after maternity leave. And again, primary income earner. And 3 days before I was supposed to go back, I literally received a clear written message from God, the universe, whatever you want to call it, that I was supposed to quit my job, which is a really cool story for another day. The problem was I hadn't planned for that at all. I had no idea how to start a private practice. In fact, making a real income from selling Tupperware felt more viable than private practice to me. How crazy is that? That after the master's degree, it seemed like I could make more money with Tupperware, but I was meant to start a private practice, so I did. When I first started out, everyone told me I had to take insurance to do private practice. And then they followed up and said, "But I couldn't because I hadn't been licensed for 2 years." Have you ever had a colleague you trusted and respected look you in the eye and tell you they absolutely wouldn't refer clients until you were on insurance panels or unless you accepted fees you couldn't afford to accept? Talk about a message of don't even bother trying. And then I started a cash pay private practice in late 2007 during the last recession. And I didn't know anything. No one I knew was doing private practice. It's the perfect recipe for disaster. Now, fast forward, I look back on the thriving practice with more client calls than I could handle that I created. I look at the lives and families I changed, and I see how I was able to support my family through my spouse being laid off and going back to school, through divorce and loss and all of the rest of it once I learned this business skills. And I never had to make a decision between doing my best work, living a life I loved, deeply helping people, and making a sustainable income. I truly feel like I've created a job that changes the world, and I get paid for it. And now I've helped thousands of therapists create a process that worked for them to replicate my results and who honestly do things way better. I teach them how to do it way better than when I started. And it all started with me trusting and stepping out in faith to move my practice forward, even when it looked like it couldn't be done. That's what we want for you. To know you can have a private practice that provides transformative outcomes for your clients, leaves you with a great income, to enjoy time to enjoy life, and contributes to a better world.
So how do you make that happen? We've taught you how to have the transformative clinical conversations with clients, to take those conversations and align them with messaging that connects and converts. And you've heard from our boot campers about what's working in their practices when creating a strategic marketing and business plan. Today, we're going to teach you the next three steps you need to take to have a sustainable practice that you love. Let's talk with step one, honor your vision. There are a lot of people's ideas out there about what a successful private practice can look like, but no one has your life, your circumstances, your experiences, needs, desires, or dreams. So moving forward, listen up. You are the expert on your life. We're going to do a visualization exercise. I mean, we're therapists, so we can't help but do that. So if it's safe to do so, close your eyes, get comfortable. If it's not, you know, listen, try to just settle yourself. Let's take a nice, deep, slow breath. Settle in. Allow yourself to just clear your mind and start to picture your perfectly imperfect day. Not a vacation day or the day you win the lottery. Just a normal day doing what you love, but a perfect normal day. Imagine yourself waking up. What time is it? Is the alarm going off or are you waking up naturally? If you were to just scan down your physical self, how does it feel? Is there pain? Is there strength? Notice the parts of your body that are strengthening and releasing as you take great care of yourself daily. What happens as you step your feet onto the floor? How does it feel to be in your body and in this space? What's the first thing you do? Do you get a cup of coffee, take a shower, roll over to kiss someone you love, eat breakfast, move into some movement alone or with your community? I just want you to allow yourself to move through this perfect, imperfect day. Notice when you start your work day. What is the first thing that you do? When is it that you start your work day? Notice how you work with people. How do you greet them? How do you feel during your sessions? Who's sitting in front of you? How do you feel as the time comes to an end? What do you do between each session? How does it feel when you complete your notes for each client? How many people are you seeing in a day? What is the clinical impact that you're noticing in each session? What kind of feedback are you getting from them? How do they look when they leave the session? Notice the energy you're left with at the end of this day. Notice what time you shut down doing work and begin your next routine, your evening routine, your dinner routine. Who do you connect with outside of the office in the evening? What do you talk about and laugh about? Who's there supporting you? Who's safe and kind to you? What kind of movement do you have? What kinds of things are you doing? When do you retire for bed? When do you go to sleep? And how do you feel when you lay your pillow down with your head on the pillow? And how do you feel the next day when you wake up? Just take a moment and scan through your body. Ask yourself, how do I feel right now? What is my mind doing? How does my spirit feel? How does my personal life feel? How do I feel as a professional? And I want to ask you, what made the biggest impact on you in your perfect day? Breathe that in. Now blink slowly and open your eyes. We want each of you to pick one aspect you feel comfortable sharing and share it with this fabulous, amazing group of people. What's your takeaway? You feel relaxed, confident, time with loved ones. I haven't seen anyone say they were scrolling social media, reading all their email. Did that even show up in your perfect day? Being with family, knowing calm, confident, no alarm, serene, time for relaxing, witnessing a sunset, peace. I love all of these. Were any of you surprised? Scared? How do your perfect day and your normal day compare currently? Who got the priority in each scenario, you or your business?
How do you really know what's working? Look at your past year. What seemed effortless, or at least seemed to come together versus what seemed like jamming a square peg into a round hole. When you're working against something, it's probably time to consider some changes. Too often we meet people in their practices that are doing things because they were told or taught this is the way, or because they keep hoping that magically things will turn a corner. But at their core, they know that what they're doing isn't working for them, and it isn't sustainable for the old normal or for the new normal we're in. Yeah, there are things in our business that we got to do that we don't absolutely love, but it should lead to this return on investment. There should be some time for us to do those things. Our business shouldn't suck us dry, making us constantly feel less than, like we're an imposter, unsure of our clinical impact, or that we're stuck and we can't make change. Let me repeat that. Your business shouldn't suck you dry, make you constantly feel less than, like you're an imposter, unsure of your clinical impact, or that you're stuck and can't make change. So look at your perfect day, that perfectly imperfect day. Where are you currently aligned with it and where are you not? In my perfect day, I have a full day to be creative and move. No clients, no emails, no taking care of anybody. It's kind of hard to admit that that's what I want. But then you start to take steps to make it happen. Start to say yes to certain things and no to other things based on my perfect day and my perfect week, and not just in the moment. As you sit with your reflection, we want you to list three things that you need to stop or that you need to let go of in order to get closer to your perfect day. What do you have in your life currently that just isn't serving you? Next, we want you to list three things you need to bring into your life, grab onto, or change in order to get closer to your perfect day. You might find it has something to do with your thinking, your relationships, how you spend your time and money, where you invest in yourself and your business, the type of clients you say no to. Just take a moment and write those things down. Now, looking at those three things, what is one thing you can let go of and one thing you can start doing as of tomorrow? And yes, we want you to see what it feels like to say no to things that drain your energy and say yes to the things that empower you now. Don't put it on a to-do list. A to-do list, right? You need change in your life. We all do. So commit to that one thing. And we know that reaching out and aligning with that perfectly imperfect day feels really kind of amazing and also really scary. Anyone experiencing head trash around sitting with that day? And this head trash can come from many myths we have about owning our own business. So we want to touch on those myths now so you don't end up stuck in a cycle of inaction or reaction, which leads to more burnout. What's the life you want to have? How are you taking care of your overall wellness spiritually, emotionally, financially, physically, intellectually? Now, what does your business look like? Not what it should look like according to your parents, supervisor, friend, colleagues. What does the business do to fit into your beautiful vision of for life?
It reminds me of Catherine Jewett, who came to us as a new grad, single mom, recently divorced, who wasn't making enough to support her children. She had to look at her circumstances and what she needed, and here's what happened. During boot camp, she says, I was able to get crystal clear on the processes I needed for my business. I think more importantly for me, though, was that I was able to get clear on the clients I wanted to attract and the kind of work that energized me. I was really nervous that by meeting my own needs, I would limit the number of clients that would want to work with me. Anybody can relate to that? But I followed step by step with boot camp because I really believe Kelly and Miranda were there with me and wouldn't steer me wrong. More than that, the psychological shift I needed to understand the worth of my work, the worth of myself, that I needed to increase my rates and niche myself in the work I loved. Within months, my client base doubled and my profit quadrupled. And while I thought for sure that I would have alienated those that I wasn't marketing directly to, I had more calls, not fewer. In the years since, my family has been through quite a bit, but because I have built my business to authentically reflect who I am and because my processes were in place, my business has continued to grow despite the hardships and despite the difficulties in life. And I'm grateful, and I don't know where I would have been without Kelly and Miranda. And she's bought a house since, and Catherine implemented processes and had mindset shifts, all of which does not sound as fun as fancy websites, business cards, logos, a new couch, but she assessed what she needed in her life and then her business as well. Assessment was the start to the biggest shift. Y'all may have done the homework last night and done the assessment. What do you need from your business to have the life you want and desire? Write it down. Be honest. Affirm those needs are valid and worthy. When you commit to your vision, it will change the entire trajectory of your business.
The next step you must do as a private practice owner is to realize you own or are starting a business. Why is it so much easier to say, I have a private practice than to say I'm a business owner? Think about that for a second. Until you make peace with yourself that you're running a business, you won't be able to honor your vision and create a life and practice that truly meets the needs of you and your clients. If your business doesn't create profit or take home income, it can't sustain. And you can't continue to do what you love without getting burnout. Your business is like a partner or relationship. If you don't give time, attention, and intention to your partner, they won't give you the love and support you need. And in most cases, love and support from our business looks like a manageable caseload, flexibility, a great take-home income, and savings for vacation, sick time, and everything else you need to continue to show up as a leader and healer in your business. Now, we're all a little different when it comes to starting our business. Are you a looker or a leaper? We see some therapists that dive into private practice headfirst and they hit the ground running. And on day one, they're signing leases, getting paneled, and buying those couches without a true business plan. Other therapists sit on the sidelines watching for weeks, months, or years, never taking action out of fear or making the wrong decision. The truth is, you do need to look before you leap. That's smart. But you also don't need to sit on the sidelines forever. You have to take that leap at some point. Guessing and just taking random action without fully knowing what your business needs doesn't work. You end up wasting time and energy and feeling frustration or even shame when you don't end up with the caseload, income, or joy you're expecting from private practice. You saw all the me's pop up yesterday from therapists that are full, but still aren't making a sustainable income. It is not just about getting clients, guys. That perfectionism that can lead to shutdown and keeps you from taking any action doesn't work either. Slowing down initially and taking an intentional action as a business owner can help speed up your progress and give you the confidence to move forward at a pace that works for you. Let me repeat that. Slowing down can help you speed up.
So where do we learn about business? Where do we get our messages and pictures about what a business owner looks like or how a business functions? Think about all the places you've worked or business owners you've known throughout your life up to this moment. Think about all the things you've experienced as an employee that you'd never want to repeat or experience again. Being overworked, underappreciated, underutilized, disrespected, oppressed, discriminated, not supported, underpaid, unheard, all leading to feeling burnt out and exhausted. And even if you did experience some good processes or cultures as an employee, not all of them fit what you're attempting to create. You're not a nonprofit organization with multi-million dollar grants. You are not a retail store. You are not an online Etsy retailer. You aren't selling insurance. And even if you did have the opportunity to work in private practice, that doesn't mean you knew what was happening on the back end. What was the overall profit for the owner? How many hours did they spend per week on the business? How much money did they invest in launching the practice? Y'all are already starting to share a few things you experienced as employees that you would never want to repeat as a business owner. The truth is, you're very likely to repeat some of these same experiences into your private practice if you don't learn about how to become a business owner. And not just any type of business owner. We really believe there's something unique about a business owner running a practice that's serving and healing clients. That's a different kind of business than most people learn about, even in business school.
Maybe you're like Lisa Monka. Before ZinniMe, Lisa was disorganized, started her practice and got on insurance panels. And then when she joined bootcamp, Lisa got the confidence to examine what she really wanted. Quote, before ZinniMe, my life felt very disorganized in a lot of ways. I come from a long tradition of sticking your head in the sand instead of facing problems head on. I think that showed up in my business. I had gotten just enough momentum to start my practice and keep it going by using insurance panels. I liked the easy referral stream and the way I felt like my practice could keep going going with little impact for me. But however, the numbers and financial piece of my business always intimidated and scared me. I've never been the type to put myself in a financial hole, and I made sure I could make my business viable, but perhaps not successful. I think in some ways I used other things to distract me from business and to build the life I wanted. Relationships, anyone? I would just wait for things to be taken care of for me. I think ZinniMe has given me the confidence to examine what I think I'm worth and what life I truly want to have. I want to travel and have a successful business. I want to be paid what I'm worth. I want to do dance and movement therapy and write a blog and a book. I got so stuck in grinding out the day to day that I couldn't see the future or hope. I can accomplish so many things. I know I need to work on my referral stream, but I can get there. And now I have a plan, which makes things so much less scary. Lisa started out without that clear plan. Then she started her journey as a business owner, not creating an experience that would allow herself to be successful and self-sufficient. How brave and vulnerable for her to admit that maybe she was hoping someone else would show up and take care of her. Is anyone here sitting in that space or dependent on someone else's income, even though you have a graduate degree and you're working 35 plus hours a week? Now Lisa's stepping into her power as a business owner. She's creating a plan that allows for her business not just to scrape by month to month. She can actually create a plan that allows her to be a successful business owner. She knows where to focus, and it isn't haphazard. It's directly connected to the life she wants. Who's ready to own that? I love it that you're a business owner. And slow down for a moment to create a rock solid business plan that you can really make a reality so you can fast forward your progress in the life that you want. Yes. Oh, I love all these business owners in the house.
Yes. Okay. Step three, you've gotten clarity about your practice vision. You know, you need to step into your role as a business owner. Our final step is, to create a strategic plan with outcomes in mind. It's time for step three, implement a strategic plan with outcomes in mind. Everything you do in your business is with the intent to improve the outcomes for your clients and your business. The two go together always, AKA putting money in the bank and taking good care of your most important employee, you, and transforming the lives of your clients. But why say strategic? What is that about? You'll never have enough time as a business owner to implement every idea and strategy. You'll never have enough time to be perfect. You have to learn what the things are that are worthy of your time, because they'll save you time and energy on a regular basis. They'll bring you the right clients in the most effective way, and they'll allow you to be in your brilliance and get great outcomes. And realistically, you need a balance of all three of those, even in the startup phase of your business. If you just focus on getting clients and don't have clear processes, you'll struggle to manage the logistics of being full and getting burnt out and retention. If you just stay focused on perfecting your processes and never marketing, you'll have no clients to do great work with. And if you don't take care of you, your greatest asset, there will be no way for your business to make a big impact. So the three things, again, are focusing on your processes, your marketing, and self-care. You start listing all the things you need to do right now and realize there are 20, 30, or even 50. You can't do all the things. But you try, and then you shut down, you get overwhelmed, you feel guilty, more things are added to the list, and the cycle repeats. We feel you. There's a lot to do when you're a business owner. You start working on your website, and then you start thinking maybe you want to work with couples, and then you go back to where you work your website. Oh, but wait, you don't have a policy in your informed consent yet for couples work. And is the rate going to be different? What about the session length? It just goes on and on, right? After working with therapists together since 2010, we've discovered what order you really need to go in and to maximize any action you take on your business. So this is where you need to lay out the steps in an order that builds to your ultimate goal in your practice. We teach this order in bootcamp. Hint, hint, it was in your homework last night if you did the private practice assessment. But in each of these areas of your practice, the changes you will make will be for the betterment of outcomes in your practice. Your processes, organization, messaging, marketing, financial plan. They all impact client outcomes in therapy. And the clearer your vision, processes, financial plan, and organization, the more time and energy you'll have for marketing. It all builds on one another. You get the plan organized and you see what you need to do and the order in which you need to do it. But there's more to implementation and plan. You got to have support. Do you have people who understand you, who cheer you on, challenge you, hold you accountable to the work you're doing clinically and in your business? A huge part of good implementation is having a supportive community behind you. I hope you have felt that if you've been with us this week, that you have felt this, the power of this community. You don't have to go at this alone. You do not have to do any of it alone. We're beings built for connection. It's why we've integrated our community into everything we do. This masterclass, our free trainings, the free community, and especially inside our bootcamp, which has already sold out multiple times.
So what's the plan you want to implement? Looking at your assessment, what do you need to shift those numbers in a positive direction? And who's going to support you in the process? That is what we want for you, to have a vision that allows your dream practice to thrive and your life to be held, to have a step-by-step plan with a ton of support to transform your life and businesses into one that aligns with your vision. Are you ready? Type yes in the chat if you're ready to have a practice that you love from top to bottom. Are you ready to have a successful practice that provides financial freedom? Are you ready to step into your role as a business owner? Are you ready to start taking action that you know will lead you to the life and success you want? And are you ready to have a steady stream of awesome clients contacting your practice that you delight in?
We really believe that the possibilities are endless when you become a therapist with a practice you love that has a solid business plan that puts client outcomes as a priority and is aligned with the life you desire. It looks like satisfaction. You leave work each day knowing that your work is making a difference. Passion. You still love your work and get excited about growing and having time and energy to invest in that growth. Confidence. You don't wonder if you are good enough. You know you are enough. In your clinical work, in your business, at home, you are more than enough. Rejuvenation. You have time, energy, and the budget to take real time off. Not taking your work trips and doubling them as vacay, but absolute work-free time. Financial freedom. You smash through your fears about money, leaving you with less debt, more cash flow, a plan for retirement, time off, sick leave, the ability to give back in a way that aligns with your values. Self-respect. You acknowledge the needs of your physical, emotional, spiritual well-being and honoring those needs with making time and taking action. Connected, you have time to nurture your relationships and those parts of yourself that have long been forgotten. And time, you don't have to be running at breakneck speed 24/7. You can really pause to explore your work, to deepen your work with ease, to schedule a doctor's appointment without stressing, and so much more. What about you? Share with us in the chat. You want this? Do you need this for yourself, for your staff, for your clients, for your family? You aren't here just for you. You're here for all of them. Your family, your clients, your community, your legacy, your culture, your system, in which you are a big part of. This change you're making ripples out in the world for generations. My hope is that my child will carry on these changes and so on and so forth, just like you do in the therapy room with your clients. It's why we were really thrilled to announce we're opening the doors for Business School Bootcamp this year, and it's for our fall session.
When you join Business School Bootcamp for Therapists, you'll get a step-by-step system that adjusts to your unique needs to increase your profits, save you time, save you money, get better client outcomes, help you reach your business goals faster, and create a more balanced life so that you can spend more time helping clients and living life and less time being burnt out. We take you on a deep dive through 9 areas of your practice where you assess, revise, revamp, and implement along the way to create your happy, streamlined, successful, sustainable practice. And that deep dive will challenge you no matter how much money your practice is making right now, how full your practice is, or how many locations you have. In fact, when you become a bootcamper, you'll join a track. Our tracks are starting from scratch, open but struggling, successful but needs of change, and group practice owner. The program has customized information for each track, and as you progress through the material and your business needs change, you'll be able to easily change tracks to pivot what you're focusing on. So whether you want to figure out why you're making less money since you expanded into a group practice, you need clients in the door now, you want to get ready to go beyond the couch without tanking your income, or you're starting from square one, we have the support and information you need. So let's take you step by step through what you need to implement to have your dream solo or group practice that leaves time for your fantastic life. Step one in module one will cover your vision, where you'll finally understand what you need from your business to create the life you want. You'll lay the foundation for a business that's right for your life and circumstances. And module two, we go through refining your processes so that you feel confident and clear in your client relationships. Imagine how it'll feel to have the right schedule for you and the tools in place that allow you to show up and do the work you love without getting burnt out. In module three, we get you organized so you can be confident each day when you work on your business that you're focused on what matters most. Find relief with no more guessing about what to work on that day. Every task in your business is designed to help you improve your outcomes and your income. In module four, let's dig into that business plan because no amount of marketing can sustain a plan that doesn't make sense. Discover the right fee for you so you can have a business that fits your life. That means you can take time off, participate in that extra training you've longed for, pay your staff a great wage, and still have money for retirement, taxes, and savings. In module five, you'll establish clarity around your niche using outcomes to create amazing messages for your website, directory listings, networking meetings, and more so you can attract your ideal client with more ease. And module six will cover our website process from A to Z, copy to design to SEO, so your brilliance shines 24/7 and you can get right fit clients calling you. This module alone is magic in creating a website that gets found on the first page of Google and gets your clients ready to schedule. And module seven will finalize your marketing plan so you're aligning your marketing with your strengths and your future clients' needs. You'll stop wasting your time copying what others do and know what works for you and your practice so you can connect with the people that need you most in the least amount of time possible. And in module eight, you'll learn how to pivot and adjust through the life cycle of your business so you can leverage what's working and eliminate the rest, saving you time and energy.
So you know that assessment you took, it mirrors what we cover here. So now you know what areas that you need to work on. You'll have instant access to all these modules so you can get started and go at your own pace as fast or as slow as you like. And twice a year, we come together for 2 weeks for some intensive coaching to help you with areas you feel stuck in and need some extra support. Did someone say unlimited website reviews, helping with rewriting your marketing messages and answers to every and any question you have about private practice every fall and spring, 4 weeks per year? Yes, they did. And this is a lifetime access program, which means after your first year in the program, Ginger just shared, she's in the chat, she's been in 4 or 5 years. After the access to the materials and coaching doesn't end. Boot campers who are here, share in the chat how many years you've been in boot camp and what happens when you post a question during working sessions. You'll find it priceless to be able to review the updated material as often as you like at your own convenience. I just made an update yesterday on adding benefits for staff in your group practice. Wherever you are, no matter what changes happen in your business, you'll continue to get 4 weeks of direct coaching from us every year for as long as we do the program, and we can't imagine stopping. You'll also get connected with an amazing community of therapists. You can see some of them posting now. They really care about one another. We create a culture. Again, what we say is we don't compete, we stand out. That is our bootcamp culture. Everything is easier and more fun when you know there's a community of people who've been there, done that, and have your back. Can you see that? I mean, you've seen how this chat has been on fire these past few days. This is what community is like for us. And there's room. Huh?
No, I was just saying, woo, yeah. Oh.
There's room for the introverts, the extroverts, the ambiverts. All are welcome. All are supported. Your diversity is welcome here. You have a place. You take up space. It's encouraged. Being a business owner comes with a million questions a day, but you'll always have access to the answers. You'll get scripts, templates, walk through your fee increases, court policies, creating rock solid documentation, consult calls, dropping funky insurance plans, and all the other fun stuff that come with being a business owner. You'll get click by click videos that teach you how to build a website from scratch and revamp an existing one. And for the first time, we're beta testing templates that you could use in your site. Show up on the first page of Google and a million other things that are easy as pie when you have someone who really gets it, showing you how, why, and when to do it. You'll have everything you need to run a solo or group practice, learn how to hire effectively and add to your team, and how to expand into a group practice if you decide, while contributing positively to our field and paying people well. We'll show you how to do it all in Business School Bootcamp. This community and this course will serve as a compass guiding you to your dream private practice and a life you love.
Your investment in Business School Bootcamp for Therapists is just $19.50, or you can join using one of our payment plans, 2 payments of $1,000, 4 payments of $550, or 6 payments of $375. You can also use PayPal credit that can allow you to set your own payment plan and take advantage of our discounted one-time payment option. You've spent this week with us, been on webinars with us for a few hours a day, and you must wonder what it would be like to have us by your side for 6 months, for 12 months, to have us helping you in your private practice for years. What would it be like to have 24/7 access to our direction, wisdom, and this awesome community? But we don't stop there. This is not passive income for us. This is our heart, our soul, and our mission, and we're constantly up-leveling this program. We thought long and hard about how we could really show up and serve and make bootcamp even better. And we came up with not one, not two, but 6 amazing bonuses. Each of these bonuses is priceless and all on their own stuff you really need as a business owner in private practice.
What happens when the phone starts ringing because of your awesome new marketing message, but people aren't actually scheduling? Anyone experience that? You spend 30, 40, or even 60 minutes building this awesome connection only to have the person say they need to think about it, or they cancel a few minutes before their session or no show. People try haggling the fee. You schedule a new couples client, but they always cancel at the last minute. You schedule a new client, it's going great, but they don't seem committed to therapy. They move their time constantly and you can't seem to get into a rhythm to do the work that they need and that you want to do. There's a reason that some therapists schedule new weekly full pay committed clients with ease, and that some therapists end up haggling with every client that calls and getting people in and out on a rotating basis. Let us teach you how to do great phone consultations that empower you to refer out clients who aren't the right fit for your practice and schedule the right clients with confidence. Learn how to ethically prime your clients to have the best outcomes and get buy-in for therapy and commitment before they even come to the first session. If you work with adults, kids, couples, we have a special script for each. We provide video trainings on how to use them most effectively. If you have a group practice or a receptionist scheduling, we'll also provide a script for that too, and a training video that you can share with your staff to help them prepare, as well as give advice about when to outsource consultations and when to do them yourself. This mini course is an extension of what we've been training a therapist on since 2010, and this program is valued at $1,000. We love getting daily posts like this in bootcamp. I converted 2 calls I had this week. The third was looking for Medicare. The initial consultation script works. And then the next day she updated, okay, I just converted 2 more clients today. This is awesome. I love that.
The second bonus is all about how to get off or avoid insurance panels that don't meet your business needs using our step-by-step system. Whether you want to have a hybrid practice or a fully private pay model, you'll be able to choose when and how to say yes or no with confidence to insurance contracts, to ensure your practice is sustainable and it meets the needs of your clients. Some of you would love to learn how to integrate insurance into your practice in a way that's sustainable. Some of you just want to ensure you feel confident about how to drop those low-paying insurance plans that run you in circles and know you can do it when you need to. And some of you have spent the past months trying to balance the needs of clients, the directives of the government, and have concerns about how long insurance companies will reimburse for telehealth. You want to know you can ditch all the insurance companies to ensure you never have to feel trapped between not having groceries, meeting clients' needs, ignoring government guidelines, getting burnt out in order to make a livable wage, or being exposed to illness. And that's okay too. We want to walk you step by step in how to determine what contracts you could say yes to with confidence, when to always say no, and how to accept insurance without it taking over your life. We've never sold this bonus to the public, but when we do, it'll likely be around $450, and you'll get the How to Get Off Insurance Panel step-by-step system course for free. We truly hope this year leads to systemic changes in the insurance companies, but we hope that you feel empowered regardless. And while this program is valued at $450, truthfully, if someone else created it, it'd probably be much more expensive. Our boot campers who've experienced this new course firsthand are raving about it, and they love that it's broken down into small, manageable steps and really short videos that get you making progress, even if you're feeling overwhelmed. You're a business owner now, and we want you to feel confident about how and when to use insurance, if at all. Lisa Beth, who was at the masterclass last year, used this course to go completely private pay and is loving being able to enjoy her clinical work and skip the hours on the phone haggling with insurance companies. Bonus number three, our ultimate private practice dashboard. Get clear on what your dream practice really looks like. Our ultimate private practice dashboard guides you through the process of optimizing your practice so that it fully reflects what you want to achieve. It's the indispensable tool you need to transform your dream practice into reality. This document will guide you through the numbers and everything you need to know about finding your optimal schedule, setting the perfect fee so that your business can be sustainable and you can avoid burnout. There are calculators for scheduling, expenses, taxes, insurance, and fees, and planners that put it all together to help you see the path toward your dream practice income and schedule. You'll also get video walkthroughs for each section so you'll know how to use everything. Similar dashboards are only offered on subscription and could end up costing thousands of dollars over the lifetime of your business, and they still only track your clients or your finances, not both. There is nothing out there like this, guys, and especially not for therapists. If we were ever to sell this completely customized resource alone, it would cost around $600. But with Bootcamp, you get it and all the updates we make to it as a bonus.
Number four, our virtual practice guidebook. This existed pre-pandemic, but whether you've had a private fantasy of doing virtual sessions from a beach in Costa Rica, which we have bootcampers who do that, or never imagined yourself ever doing virtual sessions, we're in a whole new world. Whether it's just online therapy as a backup, or when your client is out of town, or if you plan to close your physical office or never have a physical office, we want to make sure you have comfort and skills in not just providing therapy over phone and video, but in how to set up your business processes to support that experience. We'll take you through what changes when you add virtual therapy to your list of services, whether as part of your brick and mortar, as a full-time online private practitioner, how to find keywords for online practice so your website doesn't get lost in a sea of online therapists, a one-hour video training on adding telehealth to your practice with our bonus instructor who has 100% online practice, a checklist to ensure you haven't missed any important steps during the transition, creating a virtual therapy marketing message training, learn what you must include in your online therapy marketing message to be effective, how to update your quarterly marketing plan when marketing virtual services, and learn how to integrate online therapy into your informed consent to reduce no-shows, late cancellations, and to keep your income from dipping. And of course, you've already have our virtual practice script and training in our conversations that convert bonus.
And bonus number five, 50 free CE units. Don't you feel like you should get some kind of credit beyond the amazing success of your business for learning all the stuff they should have taught all of us in grad school? Well, now you can. We're excited to announce that in partnership with AspiraCE.com, Business School Bootcamp for Therapists is eligible for up to 32 continuing education units. The 32 units are broken up into 4-unit chunks, so you can create a CE schedule that works for you, and you can redeem them when it makes sense for your renewal schedule. When you're ready to get a CE certificate for CE modules, simply take a short quiz at AspiraCE.com. If you've already finished your CE for renewals, no problem. You can submit CEs on your schedule at the time that works for you and your renewal schedule. AspiraCE is approved to provide continuing educations by both the National Board of Certified Counselors, NBCC, and the American Psychological Association, APA. To celebrate, We're providing you with a bonus of not 32, but 50 seat units. And you can use that to get a certificate for the 32 bootcamp CEs or any of the trainings they provide. If you're wondering if your state or license is covered, we can give you the link where you can go in and see exactly what's covered for what licensees. Even when buying their CE units in bulk, this many units would cost you $300. Is your state or license designation not covered, or would you prefer to pay full price for CEs when you're ready? Send us a note after you enroll and we'll send you a $50 Amazon gift card instead. Now, bonus number six, here it is, the last piece of the puzzle that makes this a complete no-brainer. You'll also get another 4 Q&A group coaching calls starting next Monday, just for 2021 brand new bootcampers, to ensure you get the support to hit the ground running and start digging in and making progress for moment one, all starting this Monday. And a 4-week group coaching program with us would normally cost you $1,000. You do have to sign up by Sunday to get the 4 sessions of group coaching so we can give you the information, but honestly, get signed up today so you have time over the weekend to formulate your questions and so you can be ready for your coaching sessions. We've done these group coaching calls for years and we know we can get a lot done to support in your business in that hour. You have to sign up this weekend to get the bonus because it starts Monday. The calls will be recorded. You'll be able to post questions in advance and the calls will be searchable, so you can easily search and find your questions if you can't be live on the call.
Let's compare over $4,000 of bonus courses you need to run a successful practice and an award-winning multiple-time sellout course that has more case studies and testimonials to back it up than you ever seen anywhere. And I know it feels unbelievable, but we've been around for a long time. Remember, your investment in Business School Bootcamp for Therapists is just $1,950. That's less than the cost of one college course or a certification. This will provide a foundation to make great choices of what training you will and won't get in the future and ensure that it's profitable. You can also use one of our payment plans for payments of $550, $6 of $375, and PayPal credit. You can make up your own plan over a course of 6 months and still get access to the discounted pay in full price.
Can you imagine what it would be like to have all these bonuses alone in your life? Who needs bootcamp and these bonuses in your life? I've been seeing all the people saying, I need this. But some of you, right, have gotten to know us over this past week, over the course of months or years. And you know, we love to over deliver. Type me in the chat if you've been literally shocked by the quality of training that you've received in this free masterclass. If you're like, oh my gosh, is this really something we got for free? Like, did this just happen? But sorry about that. We know that even though we have hundreds of case studies now and hundreds of testimonials, it's still scary to enroll in any program. You wonder if this will really work for you. We've been where you are and we know what works. You have to fully commit to taking action and making movement. We truly believe in what we've created and we know it works. So you can join Business School Bootcamp for Therapists, join the community and check out the material. And if you decide it's not right for you, we're offering a 7-day money back guarantee. No questions asked, easy peasy. We know that you'll get, once you dig in and see the value of your investment in bootcamp in your life, you'll be good to go. At this point, you might be wondering, is this right for me? Let us answer several questions about that, which people ask us all the time. Cindy Doyle, who's been doing this for a really long time. What if I'm a group practice or I want to have multiple streams of income? We're going to let one of our former bootcamp spokespersons share her story.
I'm Cindy Doyle, and I want to share my bootcamp story with you. From my recollection, I joined boot camp in 2016. I remember signing up, and actually I remember the first call with Miranda and thinking, oh my God, Miranda's talking to me. And I remember signing up and I thinking, oh my gosh, I hope this is a good decision. This is a lot of money. But the hope that I wasn't going to feel the way I was feeling is what made the difference. I felt incredibly alone, isolated, confused, anxious, scattered, I felt really lost when I joined boot camp. I thought I was successful because I had a lot of butts on my couch. I had joined every EAP panel, every insurance panel that I could think of. I had a contract to provide reduced services because that's what someone ahead of me taught me to do, is that's how you do this. And you work and you work. I was probably seeing, I'm pretty sure, 44 clients a week when I came to boot camp. And we wonder why I'm most overwhelmed. I had started a private practice, I think, or a group practice. I had maybe one, if not two clinicians at that time, I can't remember. But what's sad for me to think about is I was leading them on the same path that I was on. And that like scares me now and makes me sad to think about, and so grateful as well. I was working myself to the bone, and they would have worked themselves to the bone. And I had this idea for this other thing that I wanted to do, and I had no idea how to do it. When I look back over these past 4 years, I am just so grateful and so amazed, because what I have now is a thriving, and I mean thriving, group practice with five other amazing clinicians. And we're on a wait list because we all choose to niche. It is crazy to me that I was like, I'm going to be a generalist and I want to serve everybody. And I thought niching was dumb. And now I'm like, niche, niche, niche. And because we niche, we get the people that we want to serve. We are known in the community for certain aspects, certain populations that we serve. So whether it's first responders, whether it's teenagers, whether it's grief, adulting, you know, whether it's that, it's amazing to see my clinicians and their growth. They are making a good wage. They love working for me. We are all like, oh, I got 24 clients this week, because we all have this balance within our lives. I have other clinicians that are growing their practice, and without boot camp, I wouldn't have been able to walk them down that path. And for that, I am so incredibly grateful. I think that boot camp has made me a more authentic clinician. I let go of my hustle. I let go of worrying about pleasing, worrying of the scarcity. I think that's on the shirt somewhere, but like, it's the like, don't compete, stand out. And that stands true in so many different things that I do, because it's more like a way of living your clinical life or your professional life. And so you stand out doing what you're doing. And now my dog has jumped in. So I honor myself. I honor my clients, because I also encourage them to do the same thing. So how have I grown? Besides my practice, it's given me more time to grow my Code 4 couples and the service that I provide to first responders, more importantly, law enforcement. Because I have niched, I have keynoted, I have spoken at national and international conferences. I have a podcast that people like to listen to. I have been contacted in order to consult. I have people contacting me for workshops, all because I niched, and that I have enough time now to give it, to be creative with it, and to grow something that I wanted to grow, as well as growing these clinicians. I am in no way perfect, and boot camp continues to give back to me. The community that is there is amazing. The updates, I go into boot camp time after time, just to get the information I need. So I greatly value and appreciate boot camp, and I just appreciate the chance to let y'all know how much it means to me. Thanks. Bye.
Alisa joined boot camp worried that she wouldn't succeed and that she'd never have a schedule that worked for her or her family. She had a small caseload, but she could never get full, even though she worked hard on networking and marketing. She put the work in and met the challenge of boot camp head on, and within only 6 months, she was considering whether to expand into a group practice. Now she spends a lot less time on paperwork, more time learning clinically, and her marketing has a much better return on investment than ever before. Huh. I see you guys talking about like this, these stories, this, these are the places where they were is where I'm at. What if you're burned out? Sabriana's here. What if I'm struggling financially and have been for a long time? What if I have a chronic illness? What if I don't fit the mold? Let's hear what Sabriana has to say.
Hey there. I'm Sabriana, a neurodivergent queer therapist in Maryland. I also deal with chronic pain, which is actually the start of my private practice transformation story. So getting my diagnosis with fibromyalgia was actually one of the most transformational moments in my life, and not in a good way. It was devastating. It broke my bank. And after thousands of dollars of medical testing, all I was told was that they could start me on opioids. That was literally the only fix offered, and I didn't want it. I've watched family members struggle with chronic illness and be put on a slew of drugs for pain management, and I knew it wasn't a thing I could do while still providing the clients that I saw the type of care that I desired. So it was pretty hopeless. At that time, I was only a year and a half out of school, and I was working with a nonprofit agency where I had actually interned. And despite loving the work, our benefits were trash, and I was not making enough money to thrive. So I asked for a raise, and I figured if I could get myself out of debt, have a little bit more income, I could treat the fibro more naturally with things like float therapy and massage and acupuncture and stuff like that. Unfortunately, I was denied the raise because of grant funding, and I sobbed in my supervisor's office. There was a whole lot of drama. It was very sad. A few weeks later, I went to lunch with a fellow counselor friend, and she told me about this amazing new counseling center she was working for. She'd been in a miserable outpatient treatment job, but was now this wonderful contract counselor for the center and got to make her own hours and was provided office spaces and billing services, insurance paneling, all for a small fee per client. And here I was as a newbie therapist with no self-esteem and thought that sounded amazing. So after some early on drama with counselors getting catty over shared office decorations, which would take way more than 5 minutes to get into, albeit hilarious, I started seeing clients for the center in March 2020, and then the pandemic literally hit. So I was seeing via telehealth for the nonprofit center and the center over 30 clients a week. Here I thought I was going to improve my health, but instead it was just dragging me down, and I felt like I was breaking even if that. I was giving away money to the center for every client appointment, even without an office, or when I saw my own clients in my own software, it just did not add up to me. So I asked why the policy was that way. I got shoo-shooed and just tried to convince myself it was a good deal since they were giving me a steady stream of clients, even if they weren't my ideal clients. The turning point was July 2020. I saw an ad for something called ZinniMe. I had no idea what it was, had no idea about Kelly and Miranda, and I thought, heck, let me do this. Maybe one day I can have my own private practice. So retreat day, July 15th, was literally what changed my life. The whole retreat was great, but it was during lunch. I was in a breakout room talking about the center and how they were going to panel me with 10 more insurance companies as soon as I got my next license level. And suddenly Kelly Higdon appears like a punk rock angel and goes, "Oh, hell no, you need to get out," or something like that. And it was like my glass cage just shattered. And I realized how little I believed in myself. Years of emotional abuse and systems taking advantage of me had led me to believe I wasn't good enough, pretty enough, smart enough, capable enough, straight enough, normal enough, you name it, to run my own practice. But I looked around and I saw all these diverse people and heard voices of support at the retreat, and it was like something just finally clicked. So 2 weeks later, August 1st, I brought all of my private pay clients from the center to my own practice. I joined business school boot camp and I started going through the modules before the working session. By December, I got independent paneling with one insurance company, the highest paying in my area, and brought all of the clients that I was seeing with me. I said no to what wasn't working. And thanks to boot camp, I enabled free consultations. I started landing more clients immediately. I taught my first CEU class on LGBTQ clients at a big seminar. I raised my fees. I spruced up my intake system for new clients, which is increasing my clinical outcomes. I built a gorgeous website that displays all of my passions. I've made connections with other therapists and have a stable referral network, and I'm full of clients. I'm actually referring new contacts out for now. So here in 2021, I'm saving up for a house. I have no medical debt. I attend weekly holistic float therapy, and I'm finally finding time for my lifelong dream, which is actually writing novels. But the best part is I feel like I don't have to pretend to be anyone that I'm not anymore. ZinniMe taught me that I can lean into myself as my niche, and this has actually made my private practice flourish. It's brought me the clients that I'm actually absolutely passionate to see every week. So I'm sure I'm forgetting some stuff, but basically it's been an amazing year. So thank you, Bootcamp, for helping me get to this point. And it's pretty amazing from this view. So I know I can climb even higher, and so many other Bootcamp members can too.
Safi, when you called me a punk rock angel, you have no idea what that did to me, my spirit. I love it. And even if you, whether you guys do boot camp or not, we want you to see that the possibilities are out there for you, right? Thank you for sharing, Safi. It's so inspiring. What if I'm on insurance panels? What if I'm full and I've been in practice for a long time? Can I really benefit from boot camp? Let's watch Lisa Beth, who's been with us this whole
master. Hi, my name's Lisa Beth Weatherspoon. And I just want to say that I've been in business school boot camp for a year now, and my life has made a 180-degree change, both personally and professionally. Life before business school boot camp was a practice that was 100% dependent on insurance, and I took anyone who called that I felt I could help in some way. I knew I had some clients that I did higher quality work with, but I didn't know how to articulate what that difference was or how to market to them. I had a website that was 10 years old and no longer had access to making any changes to it. It was horribly outdated. I didn't see the signs of burnout in myself. I functioned at work, but at home I was irritable, angry, and depressed. I advocated self-care to my clients, but I never followed my own advice. I just figured I had to go keep giving more and more to get ahead with less and less reimbursement from insurance companies. With COVID and some of the insurance companies deciding to waive copays, my billing system was a complete disaster due to the abrupt changes insurance companies would make with no notice. I was constantly wasting hours a week calling insurance companies, trying to get them to correct the mistakes they made and reprocess those claims. I was beyond fed up. I stumbled across CineMe and joined the Marketing Masterclass. Just this little taste of what they had to offer was enough to get me to sign up for business school boot camp. Now I was envisioning my perfect day and developing a vision for my practice that excited me again. In many ways, even though my practice was 13 years old, I was starting at the beginning with module one. Envisioning my perfect day was such a pivotal, eye-opening experience. My actual day was so far off from that perfect day that I could hardly believe I could get there. But business school boot camp takes you through the process step by step, and suddenly I could see it. It gave me permission to really look at what in my wildest dreams did I want my practice to look like. I decided to stop taking insurance, and even that was a nightmare. One insurance company held me hostage for 240 days before I could terminate my contract. To move to private pay, I used the consultation script religiously and became really good at identifying my ideal client. I'll be honest, at one point my caseload was 6 and I couldn't pay my bills, but I had faith in the script and I just kept at it. Slowly, one by one, I added new clients that were a good fit for me and how I work. I plodded along, keeping my head down, and kept working through the material in each module. I found a battle buddy, and we've been meeting twice a week by video and text each other daily. And we've been doing that for the entire year. We offer support and encouragement. We laugh and hold each other accountable. It's been a big part of my success in boot camp. One of my biggest takeaways from boot camp was learning how to market effectively to my ideal client. I found my niche and how to translate my skills into marketing to those clients by speaking to their pain. With a little bit of work, I got my website up, and many of my specialties are on the first page of Google. Slowly, I gained confidence in myself, putting up videos on my website and therapist directories, writing blogs and social media posts on a regular basis. All of these things were so outside my comfort zone that I never imagined having the confidence to put myself out there. But the feedback and the accolades I got from the community were so helpful. They enabled me to push myself just a little bit farther with each step I took. Sometimes I still struggle with seeing and acknowledging the hard work I put into turning my business around to nearly all private pay with clients I do great work with. I'm beginning to see myself as a successful businesswoman, which I see as one of the goals of Zinni Me. My last insurance client finished up in June, and it felt so freeing. No more billing, no more calls to insurance companies to fix their mistakes just so I could get paid half of what I'm getting now. Clients pay me up front for my services, and I provide a super bill once a month. I can't thank Zinni Me and Kelly and Miranda enough for providing a program where it's all laid out for you step by step. They helped me develop more confidence in myself, which in turn translated into offering my highest and best to my clients. Thank you so much.
Anybody else relate to that insurance type? I see Addison typing a little bit about what they're faced with. I also think about Adriana, who joined boot camp in 2018 before joining the program. She was working for another group practice, making very little money, feeling lost and confused. And within a month, she made back her investment in boot camp and now feels confident and says, it's the best investment I've made on myself and my business. I put it even over my PhD. I wouldn't have lasted in counseling the way I was going. What if I'm in this spot where I don't have money to do boot camp because I really need boot camp? How do I shift the money story or make some changes to make it happen?
Hi, I'm Tiffany Stilov. I'm the owner and founder of Stilov Psychotherapy. And this is my transformation story for my business. I opened up Stilov Psychotherapy back in 2015 in Westchester, Pennsylvania. And at the time, I was fully trained. I had just gotten licensed in California, where I was living before, and ready to go, ready to help people heal. And I opened my practice under somebody else's direction, and things were busy and they were good. And I got to, work with clients like I loved, but it didn't feel right to be working under somebody else. And so I parted ways and I thought, okay, I can do this myself. And nothing happened. I barely got any clients. I was offering to work with people for very low fees, way too low. And I had no idea about running a business. They never taught us that in graduate school. So, we were struggling. My wife and I were struggling to pay bills. We were struggling to know what to do. I was applying to other jobs to be therapists, at agencies or treatment centers. And I was getting these jobs. And then I was like, well, maybe it'll get better. And then I would sort of refuse the job. And I remembered coming across a woman named Miranda back when I was in California through LinkedIn. And at the time, I guess I wasn't really interested in what she was doing because I hadn't tried yet. But here I was just struggling and really not wanting to work for somebody else. And so I looked into it and I found out that she did this thing called Business School Bootcamp for Therapists, and it was $1,700. And that was a lot of money for Amber and I. And we talked about it and we sort of thought about it and we were like, well, we might as well try it. What have we got to lose besides the $1,700? So we did. We paid the bill, and along came October of 2016, and I dived in and got to meet Kelly and Miranda, and they gave us so many worksheets and videos to watch and activities to do, and it was like they were not kidding when they said that it was extremely intensive, and it was, and it was fun, and it was exciting, and it was really challenging to learn so much new stuff. And I did every single thing that they told us to do. I changed my website, I made a business plan, I came up with my 2-minute elevator pitch. I didn't even know what that was before. I learned how to do a blog and the importance of it, and how to put all these different practices into action. And so I completed bootcamp. I mean, to be honest, I never even got through all of the modules because there was just so much information there. I think I did probably 80 or 90% of it. And then I waited, and I kept doing the stuff that they suggested, but my phone did not ring and the emails did not come and I did not get the clients. And I was like, well, all right, maybe it just takes some time. I don't know. And I talked to my business school bootcamp buddy, and she was not getting phone calls or new clients. And I was like, well, I guess that means I got to go back and work for somebody else. So I started to do that at the end of 2016. And then spring came in 2017, and lo and behold, the phone started ringing a lot. And the emails started coming a lot, looking for people to do therapy with them. And my caseload got full. And then one day, my friend Megan, who worked at a treatment center, called to refer me a client. And in that conversation, I just said, hey, do you want to come and work in my private practice? And she said, yesterday, I wanted to come. So all of a sudden, I grew a group practice. I had a couple of interns, and I had Megan, and I was filling up her caseload, and I was filling up their caseloads, and I was teaching them how to do therapy, and Spill of Psychotherapy was growing. And then it just kept growing, and I brought in a couple other of my friends who I was always told being in a private practice is lonely, and I was determined to find a way to make it work because I really loved having my own structure and making my own rules. And so I brought in another friend, and we got this thing going. And Spill of Psychotherapy grew like a wildflower. It just was growing and growing and growing. And there was plenty of clients, and I knew how to run and manage a business. I didn't really know how to run a group practice, though. So last year in 2019, I went back to Kelly and Miranda, and I was lucky enough to get Kelly to come and work with me. I mean, I say she came and worked with me, but really it was all virtual. And so we did all that. She was like Mary Poppins. She came in, she tidied up. It was spick and span, and like, you have to do this and raise your prices and figure this out, and da 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 da. And I did everything she said, and boom, the company doubled, like the income doubled from all of that. And so that was a year ago. And so here we are now. I mean, we've just opened a second company, Spill of Philadelphia. And that went way smoother and way easier than the original because I had everything under my belt. And, you know, my wife and I were in the process of buying our very first single family home together on a beautiful piece of property in the woods, which we've always wanted. And I've just been reflecting on it a lot because, you know, the pennies that are buying this house, nobody handed to me. I've earned them because Kelly and Miranda and Business School Bootcamp taught me how to run my business and make my own money and do it in a way that I can help serve our community and do the things that I love to do and help my friends and my colleagues do what they love to do and get paid well and be rewarded for all the hard work that we do. So I couldn't be happier with the best, honestly, it was like the best financial investment of my entire life was Business School Bootcamp, that first $1,700. So thank you, Kelly and Miranda. And yeah, that's my transformation story. So wish us luck in our new home and I'll see you again.
All right, so incredible. And our last one, we're gonna let one of our previous bootcamp spokespersons share their story of being an immigrant, an introvert, and how she found success in private practice.
Hey there, my name is Ebenye Ashwadonyali. I'm a licensed therapist in California. So before bootcamp, I was working in community mental health. I was slowly burning out. My health was poor. It got so bad that my family was actually concerned about me. My dearest coworker and friend was also concerned about me. I was sick literally every month. My doctor threatened to put me on medical leave. I was working within a system that wasn't working for me, and all my health issues were directly linked to my job. But I didn't think that I had it in me to actually run a successful business. So I stayed put. I stayed put in community mental health. Within the first year of my private practice, which I started it while still working at community mental health, I enrolled in bootcamp because I knew I needed help. I didn't think that I could be successful at private practice. And since starting private practice, now I've been in private practice for 3 years, bootcamp has helped me really shift from barely seeing 2 clients a week, which was a struggle, to my phone ringing nonstop. I've since quit my 9-to-5. I'm in private practice full time. And it's been so eye-opening to just look back at how I've grown. I'm super clear about my niche. I went from not knowing who I wanted to see to now being laser focused. Like, I know who I do good work with. I know who I love to see. I know who I can get good outcomes for. I'm no longer afraid to turn away clients who are a poor fit. I know there is an abundance of clients who need me and clients that I can help. A few years ago, I had so much fear on my business. It was like something that was choking me. I'm now able to better communicate what I do so that the right clients can find me. I've since moved into the office of my dreams, and it looks just the way that I had envisioned in my mind, which is very, very important to me because I went from seeing clients in less than ideal spaces to having this beautiful space that clients can really feel like they're growing in. And my schedule is filled with clients that I actually love and I do my best work with. So again, I don't have to take on every single person. I only take on clients who are right fit. I have created a schedule that not only works for me, it works for my family as well. I'm not overworking myself anymore. I'm able to say no to projects that don't align with my goals or values. I'm able to even think beyond the couch now because of bootcamp. I can say my rate without feeling like I'm about to throw up. And I've actually built my website myself, which I used to be extremely tech phobic, but because of bootcamp, you know, they were able to just walk me through the steps, and it was actually easy. I know I have the confidence that I can run a business that is in alignment with who I am. And I know my worth. My confidence is so much bigger than it's ever been. I now even encourage my friends who have been scared to tiptoe into private practice. I encourage them to dip their toes in the water. I have this amazing supportive community of people at my fingertips. I used to be the woman who hid. I didn't want to be seen. I didn't want to be heard. Bootcamp has taught me that my voice is actually important. And I'm working more and more every day on being comfortable being seen and sharing my expertise with confidence. The words marketing and networking are no longer like horrible taboo words for me. I can lean into growing and expanding. Because of Bootcamp, I have created a supportive community of professionals around me, which was very tough for me because I'm ultra introverted, but Bootcamp has taught me that I can actually thrive and I can actually show up just as I am, which is pretty amazing. So Bootcamp has been really, really awesome for me and my business.
Oh, Ivy, think about how your life will be different if you commit to enrolling in Bootcamp and give yourself and your business the attention it needs to give you the life you want and deserve. You can click the button, join us, and get your 4 bonus group coaching sessions. And if you've already grabbed your spot for Bootcamp, share in the chat why you joined. I see some of you newbies in here, so welcome.
We have some Bootcampers in here right now who've already been working with us for months or years. Share how your life has been different since enrolling in Bootcamp in the chat. We're excited to do the giveaways and to announce the 2021 Bootcamp spokesperson. One last thing, we're not private practice magicians and neither are students. We worked hard to discover what was keeping most therapists from finding success and being happy in the process of interviewing over 1,000 therapists. And that's where we developed Business School Bootcamp for Therapists. Since then, we've continually worked on it, refining, adding to it, perfecting it. And the result is a method, a system, a process that can be applied very successfully over and over. If you're ready to have a happy, solid private practice that takes care of you, your clients, and any employees now and the future, your next step is to click that link and get registered for Bootcamp before our doors closed. Now's your time. Listen to that small voice. If it's telling you that now's the time, trust yourself. The only perfect time to join is when you know that this is your moment. And if you know, grab a spot. Don't ignore your intuition and wait until the program is full and then kick yourself for 6 months. Someone just today said, every year I tell myself not this year, and then I kick myself. I'm ready. I'm here. I'm ready to do it. Enroll in Business School Bootcamp for Therapists and say yes to having support and community to get your practice exactly where you want it to be as efficiently and effectively as possible. Click that link and sign up for that lifetime access to a supportive community, countless hours of resources, and personalized guidance and tracks in building the practice of your dreams. This is your time, and we'd love to have you in our community. You have big decisions to make. We can't make it for you. The only thing we can do is tell you that Business School Bootcamp for Therapists works. It's worked for us, and it's worked for thousands of our students. And if you're ready to join, just click that link. We know we have some bootcampers here for the giveaways and freebies, so we're really excited.
Yep. Y'all have been with us on this masterclass journey. We all want to give everyone a winner here. If you need something juicy and extra special in your life right now, we have a freebie for everyone on this call. We want to celebrate that you all are here, that you've journeyed with us over this whole week. What a gift to have you be with us. So for coming today, we have a code that will give you the 3 free CE units. Miranda just posted in the chat there. It works for APA and MBCC. So you can go there, take your test on what we've covered these past few days and get your CEs. We have a lesson in the masterclass course titled Get 3 Free CEs. So you can make sure when you join the private practice community, the details are in there as well. Elise just posted the link. So who here is ready for prizes? Let's first do that drawing for the person who here live and submitted their homework yesterday. Amazon gift card winner. Miranda, can you get the name?
We have Tammy Brooks. who I believe is here and present. Tammy Brooks, you have won the $50 Amazon gift card. We will come in with you. Congratulations.
Congrats, Tammy. All right.
And we're almost there for that $1,000 cash one.
Who's ready for that $1,000 cash prize bootcamp giveaway? It's getting close. Okay. Before we do that, we need to announce the winner of our bootcamp spokesperson of 2021. To us, community is everything. We're inspired by all the changes each of you are making in the world, especially our boot campers. This was tough. Miranda and I did not select because we had our entire outside team and outside people score. Because if it were up to us, we were just bawling on the floor. We couldn't do it. And it was a hot mess for us. And we love you all. And I just have to say, just so grateful. So before I keep crying anymore, our runner up, number one, is Safriana, our neurodivergent queer therapist who has fibromyalgia that you heard from earlier. Safi, thank you for being one of the two runner-ups for Bootcamp Spokesperson. She's here, so congratulate her. You saw her video earlier, and we're delighted to announce her as one of the two runner-ups. Our second runner-up, who we haven't heard from yet, is Ginger Houghton, or Houghton. I always forget how to say your last name, Ginger. and we haven't seen her video. I don't know if we have time.
I don't think we have time. Okay. We might circle back to
her
video.
We're going to share Ginger's video at the end. Ginger, there are no words for the transformation that you've been through. And we're just so proud of you. Both of you, Safi and Ginger, get a 1-hour coaching session with one of our accountability coaches. So we'll reach out to you and get that scheduled. So you still win, and we're just super proud of you. And the winner, let me tell you how hard this was. You saw the faces. Those are all transformation stories of people that had time to submit. And this winner receives a year-long entry to our accountable practice, which is a twice monthly accountability coaching mastermind program. It has a lot more in it, and it's valued at $9,350. Or they can choose a 1-day intensive with me or Miranda, which is valued at $7,500. We love giving back to our community. And so we would love to announce the winner is Lisa Beth. Lisa Beth Weatherspoon, thank you so much. It's amazing. It's hard to imagine. She was sitting in this masterclass last August, and her life was so different than it is today. We're so proud of what she's accomplished and how she's inspiring others with her journey. Let's bring her and our finalists on as panelists. As we announce the winner of the $1,000 prize and entry to boot camp, thank you. The spokespeople that haven't been mentioned yet, you are not left out if you are here. As a thank you for being vulnerable, for sharing your hearts, to know how proud of you we are. We have a little fun free swag coming to your doorstep. So you'll also be getting an exclusive discount code that'll save you 1 month off our accountability program as well for boot campers. And you'll get a refund for 1 month if you're already a TAP member. So watch out for an email from us. We love you.
Next up is our $1,000 cash prize giveaway. We felt like, yes, we just have to go. Stara Shakti, you have been, and you actually just joined boot camp this year, which is so exciting. You've been here every day working your tush off, and our team will contact you to get that going for your $1,000 to the online retailer of your choice. Fantastic. Huh. Okay. Right under the wire before the 90 minutes, time for the grand prize. If you're already enrolled with the early board in the last week or so, don't worry. We'll refund you. Oh my gosh. This is the ultimate giveaway. Lisa Rosenzweig. I'm going to say this terribly.
Rosenzweig.
Thank you. Lisa, you have just won an entry to Business School Bootcamp for a Therapist. It's a lifetime entry. If you don't want it, I pinky promise somebody in here will take
it from you. She just said, wow. Yeah, if you don't want it, Lisa, speak up now. We'll give it to someone else.
Yeah, she'd love it. She's like, oh, no.
Okay, so just as a reminder, we'll be closing the doors soon on Bootcamp. If you want this price, if you want these bonuses, this is the time to do it. We don't know what will happen next year with pricing and those kinds of things. So now is the time. You get this lifetime program, the 4,000 in bonuses when you enroll in Bootcamp. Our bonus coaching starts Monday. You got to sign up if you want to access that. No more waiting. Do your spot before they get scooped up. Program's open till Friday, as long as we don't sell it before then, but grab your spot today. So we want to take your questions. Miranda, are we going to take them in here for right now, I think, and then move it to
lunch? we're going to watch Ginger's video really quick, and we're going to do some questions, and we'll also bring on our panelists of our boot campers. Anybody who wants to be a panelist, you can raise up your hand for a little bit. Yeah. Here or in the Zoom lounge. We have so many options.
Raised her hand. Okay.
I just want to make sure we get to watch Ginger's video. How many of you guys want? Well, let's ask a question. Do you guys want to see Ginger's video in transformation? It's 4 minutes.
It's amazing. Yes.
Yes. Okay, let's share. Of course we do. Yes. Ginger. All right. Here we go.
It's incredible.
Hi, my name is Ginger Houghton. I own Brightsback Counseling in Farmington Hills, Michigan. And I don't even know where to begin talking about how helpful business school boot camp has been. I actually started 3 years ago when I was burned out from agency work as a director at a local nonprofit. And all I wanted to do was good clinical work. That's all. Good clinical work and no drama. And what I can say is any me in the last 3 years, and I'll say I had medical issues and things for about a year and a half of that time, which made it difficult to focus, but I was able to grab what I needed when I needed it and apply to the foundation that Zinimi gave me, where I was able to use my ideal day and say, I'm a morning person. I want to get up and see my clients and be done so that I can take a nap or take a walk or do something fun with my kiddos. I also was able to really do good work on my niche and say, what do I love? Which clients recharge me? Which let me pretty quickly actually grow a group practice that reflects my values, where I'm able to support other clinicians in doing the same thing, saying we don't have to work for peanuts and really stressful nonprofits or other places making barely any money, that we can get paid what we're worth. And that's a really empowering thing to know that and to be able to help other clinicians with that by working together and having the same values. In the spring, I actually did the boot camp retreat, which I had no idea what to expect, but it was probably the best use of my time. I actually sent Kelly and Miranda a list of the things that I had accomplished in the last year, which is really when I started to implement more and more and more of the bootcamp tools and strategies. So I sent them a list, and it was anything from I onboarded 5 clinicians in a year. I implemented a bunch of systems, including surveys and outcomes. I smoothed out our intake process. I smoothed out what was going on with insurance. So it's really easy and have a really nice back end flow. I created a system for doing trainings and touching bases and really providing a supportive work environment, which has let me recruit clinicians with similar values who want a similar work culture, and has just created a lot of loveliness. It wouldn't have happened without boot camp. So it was the most fulfilling thing to see a whole page of things written out that I had no idea I had actually done in such a short span of time. I think there are so many things about boot camp that are transformational on a personal level and on a professional level that I just had no idea, which is a beautiful thing to say 3 years in, that I'm still using the tools and the strategies, and they're still just as helpful, if not more helpful, because I think you're coming from a different place and always finding ways to pivot and regroup. So thanks so much, Kelly, Miranda. I can't say enough about business school boot camp and what you guys have put together, that I do think it's changing not just individual practices. I think it's changing the field and what we do, which is a great form of advocacy on top of everything else. So thanks so much.
Ah, Ginger, thank you. All right, I know we have some questions. So I will answer this. Perhaps this will be discussed later, but as outcomes people, you might appreciate this question. When people aren't as satisfied with the decision to participate in bootcamp, are there particular things that stand out regarding themes of why they aren't as happy with the decision? Yes, there are. We have about a 95% satisfaction rate, something we do track. And if there is something that we've done that we can improve, we do take that feedback every round because we are constantly changing bootcamp. And as I said, someone else had mentioned like the importance of social justice and things like that. And we recognize, as I said in the chat for everyone to hear, as white coaches, this is something that we are cognizant of, but we are continuing to do our own work around. And as we continue to develop and we bring in other people who are experts on that, it shifts boot camp and grows it as well. And so when we get feedback about things, we do are responsive. But one of the themes of why people aren't as happy with the decision, I can say this, the people that aren't as happy are often not participating. They are silent, they don't ask questions. And if you don't participate, it's gonna be hard. Now there are people in here in this boot camp right now, like boot campers who are not real vocal. They just put their head down and go do the work and it works for them. But some people do need more interaction from us. And when they don't reach out for that support, they often feel disappointed.
I think the other part too, it's not even just that they're not connected, but the amount of people that will enroll and then not carve out any time to actually do it. So we can see how much time and energy somebody has put in. And whether they have done any lessons. So sometimes we'll get something maybe like 6 or 12 months later, they'll say, I want a refund. And we're like, well, you're well past the 7-day refund thing. Like, let's have a conversation. We go and look in and we find that they literally never went through like and started doing any of the material. It's sort of like for us, because it's such an intensive live event, it would be like signing up for an EMDR training. And they're like, have a seat for you and all the things. And then like a year later, you're like, hey, I didn't get anything out of the EMDR training. And you're like, well, you didn't come. Like, I don't know what to say.
Yeah. Okay. Victoria Soto mentions a job board would be great. And I'm assuming you mean that within boot camp.
So we were going back and forth between that. So she was saying, as a pre-licensed person, how do I find boot campers to apply to work for them? And yeah. I said, you know what? I think we could do a job board, and I put it on a list for me for later. And so I was dismissing those.
Yes. Okay.
Get it out of the Q&A part of it awesome. As something that we could do.
Okay. So. Someone asks, you have so many boot camp Q&A hours next week. Do you have any specific focal for each one, or is it just free boot campers to ask any of their questions? This Q&A next week is for people who have questions about boot camp. It's not boot campers coming to ask questions. It's going to be public for people who have questions based on their track. That's what our Q&A time will be about.
Yes. So we have let me see exactly how they're listed in our calendar. This is important because it is a different thing. And you're right, that is a little bit confusing. We have so much that we're doing. So new boot camper, if it says new boot camper, that's just for you boot campers and you'll get that information. Again, the other Q&As are, we're gonna actually have panels on several of them of like, this is just the tip of the iceberg of our stories, guys. Like we have so many more stories, so many more people that will absolutely inspire you. So if you're somebody who either really learns from storytelling and that gets you energized and inspiring, then you could carve that time out to come next week. But the Q&As are really for the new boot camper coaching sessions are very specific to, hey, what do you in particular need? What's happening? Oh, I don't know why my website's not on the first page of Google. Okay, let's go dig in and look at that. Let me give you some specific strategies you can use right now.
Yeah.
So do we have any words of wisdom about how to fit the bootcamp assignments into our schedules? Yes, this program is necessary to stop working a burnout schedule, but the thought of doing so while currently burned out is intimidating. Yeah, so we have people who do different things. Look, your pace is your pace. And the part of the imperfect day is embracing your circumstance and really looking at, okay, if I took 1 hour a day, really to get through just the videos each day, you need 2 hours, not even to do the work, but to get through the videos. But there's catch-up days. There's days where there's no new modules coming out. There's plenty, you can work, you can do the modules whenever you want. We just want you, especially your first round, to go in the order that they are in. Some people take a week off of work. Other people don't have that privilege. So it's just saying, like, this is what I can do, and accepting that and knowing that the work is always there for you to continue. And people sometimes get this feeling of like, oh, it's a live working session. I have to ask Kelly and Miranda every question. Well, we're there for lifetime. You come every twice a year. It's okay to be where you are and to do the amount you want. So some people only do it on the weekends. They come in, they spend their Saturday going through bootcamp. Other people just do a little every day. Again, you get to choose your pace. And I will say this time and again, bootcamp is there to help you build your internal compass, your wisdom, so that you can drown out all the noise of what everyone is doing. And then you can focus on what's right for you. So what is right for you with the energy you have to start making differences? And they may be small right now, and that is okay until you have more time and you've created more time in your schedule. I'm living on the other side of the world. So when it's 9 a.m. for you guys, it's 11 p.m. for me. Can I still benefit from the bootcamp? Yes. Everything's recorded. On Fridays, our calls are done 1 a.m, 1 p.m, because we have Australian and UK clients. I'm hoping that
Indonesia is
the other way.
Australian. It's the other way?
I don't know. It's more towards the Australian side of things. I'm sorry, I'm terrible, Alan, with these things, but we have a 2:30 evening one. Also, what we're going to do this round is change it up a little bit. In the morning, Miranda does like a little call to answer people's questions, get them focused. And I'm going to be doing Instagram lives at the end of the day at 5 p.m. just to kind of wrap us up and make sure everyone feels kind of closed up for the day. So yes, you can watch all the modules when it works for you, but for any of the live stuff we try to do, what you can pick a call that will work for your time zone anywhere in the world.
Yeah. So we want it to work within your life as much as possible.
Someone said that they only saw a PayPal option. You don't have to use that payment system. We can put the link up again for enrollment, and you can use your own card for sure.
Yeah, they were saying there was something going on with the payment plan, so we might need to look into that. You can also email help@zinnyme.com if you stay stuck, and we'll make sure to get to the bottom of like what's going on.
Okay, here's the question from Magda. The fee recommended on the spreadsheet. So what Magda's talking about is we have a large spreadsheet that has multiple tabs that will calculate pay scales, what to pay, what to set aside for retirement, what to set aside for your taxes, payroll taxes. And at the end of it all, it comes out with your fee. And it says for her, given my ideal vision is $90 higher than what I currently charge. And moving from part-time to full-time, I'm afraid to lose the existing clients with the increase in fee. Do you recommend having them come in with their original fee and then charge the higher rate for new clients?
I think this is something where we all, especially when we have something that's established and we start to see what the future goal is, we get to kind of make some decisions about how we want to move towards that goal. So you have to, part of what you have to look at is like what's happening with your timeline. Sometimes you have the privilege, maybe it's based on savings or a second income, or you can change up your ideals or what have you, to kind of push that off and have not a grandfathering, not a, hey, this person gets a different fee for the rest of time, but maybe a step up process that says, hey, this is something that's new and different. Here's what my fee is. I know that's quite a jump for you. So here's what it's going to look like. if, as we're working together, about every 3 months, we're going to step it up a little bit. And if at any point you're done with the work, that's totally great. We can close that out. But if it, the work does take you this long, by this date, you would be connected in with the same fee as the rest of the people. This becomes like a space too, of clarity, that they know what your real fee is, and fairness, that someone else who's coming in that's paying, maybe they're asking, they're like, oh no, I only pay this much. And oh, I pay this much. And everyone's paying something different. That doesn't feel good or fair. So again, that also goes back to that business plan of, did you leave space for a sliding scale? Maybe these could be your sliding scale, but it sounds like there's probably way more than you could do in your sliding scale. Now, all that to say, you may have a situation where you're like, I can't sustain this. There's no way. It's okay to terminate and refer someone out and say, this is my fee as I'm moving forward. Again, with some time in place for that transition, and to say, hey, I can't sustain this, or I'm going to have to close my doors.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Starting a Counseling Practice podcast. We hope you are feeling empowered and have gained new knowledge about yourself and your business. We would love to continue supporting you in our free community for therapists. Just visit classroom.zinnyme.com to join the fun.